Eco Oase, how are you, buddy?
Sir, sorry, yes, Scott Adkins. I'm pretty good,
I
man.
I said, don't call me sir. Stop that.
I love you, bro. I'm pretty good, man. Thank you so much for having me. So, how are you too?
I'm very well now. Thank you for coming on my humble show, The Art of Action. We're speaking to many martial arts film actors across the globe, and you are one of the very top. So I appreciate you coming on the show, Eco.
Bro, it's too much for me. I think, you know, when I'm in your show right now, I think it's going to be more famous right now for me, because it's like more followers from your followers too, right?
Well, okay. Thanks for the compliment. But let's get real for a second. You are Eco Oase, star of The Raid 1 and 2, Wu Assassins, Triple Threat, which I had the pleasure of working with you on, Mile 22, and Snake Eyes upcoming. Massive movies.
Yeah, upcoming, right.
One of the most humble men I've ever worked with. I mean, martial artists in general, I find to be, for the most part, pretty humble, but you are one of the most humble.
I'm trying.
Stop trying. You're succeeding. Well, as I ask all my guests, and I know you're all about the CLAT, can you tell us how you got into martial arts, what your martial arts background is, and how that led to you getting into the film world, please, Eco?
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe you're the first guy ask the question. No, I'm just kidding.
Just within 2 minutes then.
I was practicing in Punjab when I was 10 years old in 1993, and until I'm still practicing with all the friends with, you know, with the school too. And basically Gareth, me and Gareth, we met each other, and when he did documentary about Punjab Silat in Indonesia.
Yeah. So
he went like a lot of stuff, a lot of the places too. And
can I just ask, where is this documentary? Has it been released?
Oh, that's good question. You can ask with Gareth. He had a lot of stuff, you know. And
he was doing the documentary and he thought, do you know what? Forget this. I want to make a movie. Oh, go on, please.
I mean, yeah. After that, so when we met, the commentary about Punjab Silat, so I have no idea. And from Gareth, like right away, asked me about the, you know, what my activity is right now, right? So because I'm work for telecommunication phone for the driver.
Yeah.
And if I'm contract, it's over, it's done. So he said, like, just please join with us. I want to make some movie, some, you know, like action stuff, kind of like a Sila stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'll prove it. And I think I was just like support for, you know, like fighters and doing some, you know, like create career stuff. And yeah, that's it. 3 or 4 months later, he go back to his countries, which is in Wales, and go back to Indonesia. And right away, he gave me the script, like, Eco, you're the lead actor and you're the main actor. Oh, whoa, hold on. I mean, you know, like I explained to him, I don't have an experience, you know, like act in front of the camera. So he said, like, immediately, Eco, I trust you, and please trust me. I'll handle everything. I'll take care of you about acting stuff. So you can do it off the, you know, the martial arts thing. Okay, I'll try, and yeah, we carry on since 2008.
What do you think he saw in you, aside from the martial arts ability, which is obvious? What do you think it is that he saw in you that he thought, oh, this guy can be a leading man?
I have no idea, Scott. It's a good question.
Stop being humble. Tell me the truth.
It's good. I mean, it's a good question.
I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah.
You have a face that's you want to look at. Okay, I mean that's just what it is. You have charisma. Right. There's something about your face which is watchable, but also you're very good at conveying vulnerability in the movies that you've done, especially with Gareth. So is that something he pulls out of you, or is it something that naturally comes?
It's not something that naturally comes, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So because when Gareth explained to me about, you know, when we filming for a documentary, when the DP, like, you know, filming of me and Gareth, like, at the same time, the camera was, like, on one eye, only, you know, on focus on me, that's it. And yeah. I had no idea, and Gareth, like immediately trust me, and then, okay, that guy, I want that guy, like, involved for this, my project.
You'd never even considered becoming an actor up until then.
Oh, my God. I just, you know, I dream about soccer. I'm a player soccer.
Yeah,
I want like a really, you know, I want to be a professional soccer, kind of like that. But it's just dream. It's just dream for me.
Hang on, what are you better at, martial arts or soccer?
Yeah, okay, it's really complex because I go to school in football too, in the evening time. After that, after finish the soccer school, I go to Pencaksilat school too. At the nighttime, so right. two sport. I really crazy about it.
Yeah, two loves of your life: soccer and martial arts. And silat is that. If you're going to train martial arts in Indonesia, is silat the one that's the most popular because it's an Indonesian martial art, or are there many different martial arts to choose from? Or
that's a good question too, Mr. Scott.
Nah, thank you. I do my best.
It's you know, basically in Indonesia, a lot of martial art too. In you know, a lot of people practice of a lot of martial art. But Pencaksilat was a culture from Indonesia, culture martial art from Indonesia, and you know, yeah. I because I have a basic too from my grandpa, master of the master of Pencaksilat I think in Indonesia too, you know, it's like, because my grandpa is really old. It's not, he's born at 1890 something. That's why it's not supposed to be the grandpa.
He's much older than...
Much older.
Right, okay.
Then, you know, like my uncle, he's passed away already, like 4 or 5 years ago. It's one of the, you know, one of the student of my grandpa. So my grandpa, it's really trust him a lot, everything. That's why my uncle, he's taking care of every Pencaksilat from my grandpa. That's why I learned from my uncle.
So it's a family thing that you've grown. It's just a family thing.
Right. It's like a small circle.
Yeah. Okay. So you had no choice. You had to train. That was just the way it was going to be.
Indeed.
Yeah. Are these all your CLAT mates?
Yeah. No. This is those guys just a son and fighter from the, you know, another fighter.
Are there many stuntmen in Indonesia? Is there a booming film industry at this point, or is it?
That's quite a lot. That's quite. Yeah. Else, yeah.
Yeah, straight to the face.
Baby.
Now, how did you throw that guy so far over the bar?
It's we cooperate with the stunt, you know.
You're strong.
I'm not that strong, but you know the technique. I mean, you know, it's not like from my power. I mean, like it's not originally my power.
Is the idea to show Silat to an international audience with this movie, or was it made specifically for the Indonesian audience? I guess it was, because it's in Indonesian, but
it's Indonesian, right? I mean, and the you know the style too. I use the claw like a harimau thing, like tiger thing, you know.
Oh yeah,
because it's from the West Sumatra.
Oh,
see? Like bam.
Now, this move here,
mm-hmm.
We actually, you know, Lionel Stovall, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We did Undisputed 3 after watching this movie, and we completely ripped off that move.
Oh, really?
We stole it.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah. Ripping you off already.
first scene, first day, first for, you know, for all of it, for Recruit 2, we had like 56 take for to take that scene.
56 takes in that fight scene?
In the only one shot.
Which shot do you remember?
After that scene when we fight in this scene, right?
Oh, just after this. Okay. So you must have been thinking, what the hell have I got myself into?
All of the crews are like, you know, like really frustration because the what Gerard's won, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's really ridiculous because, you know, from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m., we never stop.
Well, just the one shot?
Just one shot. Just the camera, Steadicam, follow our stuff, our choreo. Which is like, it's really simple, but it's really complex movement too.
So he was very demanding right at the get-go, right at the beginning. He was very demanding. Yeah.
Yes.
But I guess that set the tone for the rest of the film.
Yeah.
Like, we do it until we get it right, until Gareth's happy.
I think it's not, I mean, like, we not find, like perfect stuff, but it's like, he get what he want, you know what I'm saying? If not, it's not from the camera angle stuff, like perfect stuff, no. I mean, like, for him, it's like, it's good, okay, it's good.
So that's the difference, isn't it? In terms of him being a supreme action filmmaker, it really comes down to he doesn't settle for anything less than the best.
Right, yeah.
But he has the time to do it also.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because I started off in Hong Kong movies and I worked with those guys and it was very difficult. And obviously, Gareth did not work in Hong Kong, but he has that same sort of expectation. Like, he must have grown up watching those movies and understanding how many takes they did and like understood what they put into it. But as a boy from Wales, it always amazes me.
Are you from Wales? I don't think so, right?
No, I wouldn't. How dare you? Of course I'm not from Wales. I wouldn't be seen dead in Wales.
I'll let him know, bro.
He's going to know when he watches this. What was it like when Maranto came out in Indonesia? Was it a success?
Unfortunately, not really, because when we released for Maranto in 2009, because, you know, like 2 weeks before, you know, Ramadan, right? It's like a Muslim stuff in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Because it's quite difficult to get, you know, a lot of audience to, you know, to cinema thing, because it's different. It's different feel when you watch movie at the noontime, at the daytime. In cinema, because it's different feel, I think. It's different culture, I think.
Yeah.
Maranto is first martial arts movie in Indonesia.
Yeah, okay. All right. How long between Maranto and The Raid 1?
It's two years.
And how long after... Did he tell you, right, we're going to do more films together, or did you think, oh, maybe that's it, or...
Oh, it's hilarious. You know, like... when we did Maranto, it's supposed to be for Brando. I mean, you know, for the script. So we're ready for Brando.
Right. And so Raid 2.
And Raid 2. So that's why Brando stuff is like, it's quite big for the budget.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, from Maranto, since Maranto and the gap from Maranto to The Raid, me and Gareth create the choreograph for Brando.
Oh, so it's already kind of done, yeah?
Right, exactly. For Brando, it's done before The Raid 1.
Oh, right. So you're working away in the rehearsal room, in the gym with the guys, choreographing The Raid 2.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And then somebody says, you can't get the budget for Raid 2. What else right. have you got?
So, yeah, he said, like, the directors decide, like, okay, cool. So we make another movie. Maybe for this Korea stuff, we keep for another one, you know, for still with Brown. I mean, still with this movie. But, you know, so we have to create the new one. So I talk with Gareth, like, okay, so we have Korea stuff, right? No. So you have to make it a new one too from the...
You were like, damn, I could have just recycled that choreography.
Right. Only 3 months for, you know, like Gareth just gave me just 3 months for create everything for the Raid 1. It struggled enough.
Yeah, no easy task. Lots of fights. Now, yes. Marantau is not very violent.
No, yeah.
No. So was there a conscious decision made by Gareth to say, we're going to go really violent with this one? And can you do that in the choreography?
It's Gareth's decision, you know. Gareth just talked to me. Iko, I just, you know, for the Raid 1, when we create the choreograph, I just explain every single place, every single scenes, right? So, and he just want like, Iko, I want a specific, more specific and more different from another scene. I want more different from another film too. And so we discussed, and yeah, so we had like the neck one.
Yeah,
and
onto the door.
The door, even like it's not really make sense because the door, when we crash the door, it's going to be like more, like all of it, right? It's not,
yeah.
You don't have the thing on the floor, right? So, Iko, this is fucking movie.
Hey,
this fucking movie.
I believed it until just. You ruined the movie.
Right. You said that. Iko, this is fucking movie. Just fucking do it. Okay.
Yeah. Don't overthink things.
Make me tired. All of the, you know, all of the crew too. And one of the crew talked to me, Iko, please, can you say to Gareth, hey, Gareth, I'm sorry, today I'm sick, you know, like, no, I can't, bro.
Yeah, it's miserable. It's hell, isn't it? But it's worth it when you see the playback and it all works.
Oh, yeah.
So how many takes would you generally do?
Every single shot, right? After shot, right?
Shot after shot, but how many takes for each shot just depends?
Oh, it depends because we just follow the rule.
What's the average?
Like, average, like 15, 20?
15, 20, yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot, man. Yeah, for Yayan, he's, you know, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, mad dog, Yayan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, so this was an eight-day shoot, was it? 8 days?
8 days, yes, exactly. 8 days, we never stopped.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
It's quite tough, bro.
And did you go every other day? Did you have any days off, or was it like continually every next day?
With the day.
Every day, yeah?
Every day.
No, not even a Sunday off or something. So are you, all these CLAP, is it all CLAP moves put into the choreography? Are you inventing stuff that's just going to look good on screen? Or is it all from a catalogue of sort of CLAP moves?
It is a CLAP, I think, because all of the movement I create, because, okay, my basic is like, in CLAP, we have, you know, like a performance, like a single performance. I mean, like a solo performance and fighting each other, but we choreograph stuff. We choreograph the movement, right? And yeah. Group. With the group, 3 person. So that stuff, the choreo, it's like, you know, it's my experience when we, you know, when we did with my partner, and I collaborate with the stuff, with the choreo.
So in the training of CELA, you're basically doing screen fighting anyway. You're with a partner, yeah, demonstrating the moves, and it's almost like a fake fight scene, right, as part of the, yeah, training.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's amazing. That's interesting because you're literally training yourselves ready to make movies.
Yeah, because, you know, like kind of like my, when you know, when I practice each other with my partner, and you know, I that's the application when we practice him, right? So I, you know, I involve the movement. I you know, I collaborated for the core stuff too.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because I was going to say, how was it difficult for you to adapt from real CLAT to screen fighting? But it sounds like it's already...
It's still difficult, but so you know, right? I mean, like when you in front of the screen, so you have to add more, a little bit too much when you got a punch, so you have to react, right? Kind of like that. But in CLAT, no, like more, you know, more tough, you know, more, you know, more strong enough. But in the movie, so you have to react each other when you get a punch on your face, like more, you know, and more makes sense too. It's not only like you punch and you block, but no, you have to adapt with the camera movement too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to show the movement to the camera. Right. You got to open up so that you can see the guy getting hit. Bah.
Exactly. Whoa.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Wow. Okay.
Just, you know, like when we show up with this choreo with this with Gareth. So I want to see, because okay, Gareth is really clever, because he you know, every single shot he creates from his eyes, right? Because he don't want like a really close with camera, so he want to you know, he want to see what the dance, what we did, right? Yeah. It's you know, it's makes sense, so it's not like you know, it's not like wasting energy when you did the, you know, the movement stuff, so we can see the dance.
Let me ask you this: there's a different way of doing things in America and American movies in terms of film the master, the whole fight. Get the coverage, do the whole fight from different angles.
Right.
You've started with Gareth, who obviously just shoots what he needs and he knows where he's going to edit and he puts it together. Do you ever get frustrated having to do things that you know are going to end up on the cutting room floor? And it's a bit of...
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. You know, like...
Yeah.
That's why it's really important for me when before we shoot, I have to make it like a video board, you know, so we have to make it the previous for what we shoot. It's not like, you know, I don't want to like it too much, you know, it's wasting energy and wasting time too, you know. So we just like, so if we have a video board, so we just show it this the director, so directors just kind of like put it in the camera, put it in the screen, like A B C D E until Z, and you just follow the picture. So they let you,
once you say that to them, most of them will say, okay, yeah, let's just shoot these angles then and we'll edit it together.
Right. Yes, exactly. So kind of like this, kind of we had a dialogue like this, right? So same like with the choreo stuff. So when you fight with the guy, but you know, immediately the screen is like too much, you know, it's too far when they jump. When you know, when the camera shoot you, right? It's like, what? So, you know, you can't see it. Like, it's too messy. It's like, it's too shaky. You can't see it, the dance, right? So kind of like that. So when we dialogue like this, we can hear it. Same like the picture. So you can see the pictures like really clearly. So we can see it, the image like more.
So always do the previs in the gym.
For me, yes. It's more, you know.
Yeah. And then you can say, look, just do this. This is the shot.
Please.
It's not too wide. It's not too tight. It's this.
Yeah. At least you can see the dance. At least you can see the
choreo. When The Raid became a worldwide huge sensation and it blew up around the world, and I guess you went on some sort of world tour with it, with all the press. Was there any part of you that was like, Jesus, I did not expect this? Or did you know it was going to be like that when you saw the movie and how good it was?
I never expect, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, right? For the rate one. It's like...
Raid 1, yeah.
We just, you know, we just surprised when when we went to Toronto, right, in the festival, in Midnight Madness.
Yeah.
Toronto Midnight Madness Film Festival. And, you know, I have no idea who's the name, I forgot. But Gareth talked to me, Iko, tomorrow we have to go to, you know, like a kind of like a lunch together with all of the boss. Oh, okay, fine. And the festival called our movie called It's the Raid, like it's the Raid is number one. That was like, what? So we look each other kind of like a club, like a, you know, like what, really? No, this is serious? No, this is a joke. No, this is serious, Iko. And yeah, it's, you know, you never expect about it, man. And we just, me and Gareth just make it movie. That's it. I want to just show it. This movie is going to be good quality. That's it, man. I never expect for it's going to be worldwide or we got a trophy. No, I never expect about it.
International martial arts sensation, Iko Uwais, Hollywood. Whoa! Amazing. Any injuries?
Before the Raid, you know, I had a test for one of the fighters, you know, like the big guy, you know, that really scary face, you know, with the machete guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's from like a boxing. And, you know, like when we test him with the core stuff, he can't control for the power.
Right.
He just like threw the thing, you know, just punch and kick. He never control for it. And when I feel it with the, you know, when I'm fighting with him, we already did the, you know, we already create the career for him. And okay, it's tough enough and really hard. And he can control, right? When one of the move, when I punch him, I get the core stuff. When he throw me, he just lock my arm, and just, you know, just let go. I will throw myself, and then it's safe for me. And he just, you know, he just lock my arm, and I was landing like, I show you like this, my knee like this, and I gotta pop up the thing, my knee.
Oh, not the knee.
And
no.
I got 3 months. I can't walk at all. My knee was like, it's not broke, just like move like this. Mm. Because not on the position.
That's not good, man.
Exactly, man. Then after that, I got it's not a surgery, but just like, you know, just I taking care of my knee. They said after that, it's okay for, you know, for my knee.
So you had the surgery?
No. Just like a traditional massage with the knee. But they can do it. He can do it. And after that, 5 days before we shoot, I got a chicken pox.
Chicken pox?
Yeah, I got a chicken pox.
Is that shooting the Raid?
That was the Raid one.
Oh, chicken pox, man. Jesus, yes. You don't need that. This is your big opportunity. Well, I'll tell you this. I couldn't tell you with chicken pox.
Okay. That's worse, man. Girls are really mad at me. No, I don't know.
You're stupid. How can you get chickenpox right now? You're going to ruin the film. Selfish.
I like
now,
this.
Come on. Let's talk about some of this mindless violence.
This fighter get injured too from the his chick because
from the car.
From the car, from on top of the car.
When he hits the...
Right, this one. He got a hit from the thing, yeah. And he got a cut. He got a scar too. Bam!
Yeah, okay. I guess it wasn't metal, but it still hurt.
It's metal.
Oh, it was metal?
Metal.
No.
But the art team...
What about this guy on the back of the car?
The car hits
someone. Is that real?
No, that was one that's real, but... When he hit the wall, it's not real.
Okay.
No, it's not real, Scott.
I want to know. That's real.
That's real. That's real.
That's real, Iko. Throwing people around. Like you're 6 foot tall. See, I love these little tricks that he does with the camera.
When you
kick his head and the camera shakes.
And that's, you know, that's what we need. Just, it's not too much shaky, you know, just for the impact. That's it. It's
That, because he uses the fig rig, doesn't he, the DP?
Right, exactly.
Circle, so he can do all
that. Exactly.
When I saw all this, it was like trend setting and new. It was very new.
Yeah.
It adds to the violence.
everything just the rhythm, Scott.
Yeah.
So that's why. So when we make this choreo, it's not about the punch. It's not about the kick. It's not about the how good his fight. You know, how good is the fighter too? No, we just need the rhythm. That's really important for me.
Is that the most important part of making a fight scene? Is the rhythm for you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like one. It's not like one by one. That's why, you know, you can see it. Bam. It's not. I don't need like your power. I don't need the fighter's power. I don't need my power too. I just need like when you play the drum, so you can hear the voice too, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
And if your partners, they know the rhythm, they can react accordingly so that you're both in unison like a dance. Yeah. How did you do this bit?
Just react for the fighters. I mean, like, you know, because
is he on a wire or is he just pretending?
No, just pretend.
Okay.
If with the wire, it's more dangerous because, you know, he can't control by himself.
Oh, that's a nice move there.
Mm-hmm.
I love this when you get going on the body like that with all the you're pulling back and back.
Right.
That's great.
That's rhythm too, you know, like
there's the rhythm, yeah.
Kind of like that.
So she wasn't a martial artist, was she? She's an actress and you trained her.
She's an actress.
She did a good job, didn't she?
She doesn't have a basic for martial arts.
Amazing.
At all.
So how long did you spend on this fight scene?
It's four days, I think.
Okay.
4 days, yeah.
And it's a close corridor for the cameraman to be in there with you guys as well. Was there any issue with reflections of the camera on the windows?
Sometimes, but we handle it from the post pro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she does a brilliant job considering she's not a fighter.
Julia Estelle, she's great.
Yeah.
She's really hard work. This is Vessel Beckman. This is my, you know, friend of mine when I was a kid. She's really close with me.
Yeah, the characters in this movie are so defined. You know, the costumes, the look. Very graphic novel.
Right. Really comic.
Oh, I love that bit there. I love that bit with the baseball bat there.
Right.
Pop, shoot, whack. Love that. The camera's always moving, isn't it?
Exactly. It's not never static.
Yeah, it's always with the action.
Right. Just the action stuff. Right, exactly.
You murderer. Whoa.
Man.
Good move, man.
He is really, you know, it's... He never thinking about, you know, like just, you know.
He's your mate. He looks like he's trying to kill you.
Yeah, absolutely. Just you know, just swing it. I trust him and he trusts me a lot. Ah, boom.
Yeah. That's when you can do your best work, when you're with someone that you trust. And if it does hit you, it's okay because, you know, it was a mistake.
Yeah. 4 hours, I think, to hold the best ball thing on his mouth.
Oh, the makeup.
Right, the makeup.
It's just, so sick.
Open his mouth is really wide and stuck, the best part is stuck on his mouth too. 4 hours.
And how was lunch for him? Did he enjoy his lunch? Okay, talk to me about fighting aliens.
Okay.
So what are, are these people actually there? Are they in green suits or something or what?
Yes, green suit. And actually with the real suit too, with the alien suit.
Whoever was in the suit, were they that tall or did you have to pretend to look up?
You know, like a what was it?
On springs?
On springs, like jumper springs.
On these like feet things?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that.
Like that.
Anise was doing that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's quite a struggle for me too, because I have to imagine how to fight with alien, you know?
Yeah.
It's different when we fight with the human and we fight the alien. It's quite difficult too, and quite difficult to imagine, you know?
Yeah. The Night Comes for Us is extremely violent. Flipping love it, man. How is it to get to work and fight with your mate, Joe Taslim?
He's great, man. He's really, you know, he's really talented. And, you know, he's basic from judo, right?
Yeah.
Basic is not... Judo doesn't have...
No striking.
No. Just throw and lock, right? So, but he does. And he had... martial art basic too, from wushu.
He said, yeah, I interviewed him not long ago. He said he did some wushu kung fu as a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but that's why it's not really difficult to, you know, to direct him to, you know, a lot of stuff for movement too, and he can adapt for every single fight too, you know, like quiet, flexible too about the hand. Because, you know, it's really difficult when you fight each other if your partners don't have a basset, you know?
Yeah, no, he's picked it up brilliantly. Well, he's kicking and punching and everything is
right. Me and Joe, it's really close to each other, like a brother, like a real brother. That's why we trust each other and we punch each other like really well. And
yeah,
me and Joe is like, whoa, what the... Man, I mean, like, no, we remove that one, you know, like, because we'll get chemistry before this movie too, you know. It's easy to work with.
Yeah, you work as one, in unison together.
Yeah.
But also because you're buddies, if an accident happens, it's okay.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get fired.
Right.
I had the pleasure of working with you on Triple Threat. The fights were choreographed by Tim Mann. How was it working with Tim?
Oh, it's easy to work with, and he gave me like a freestyle too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like
when he created
choreographed stuff. Yeah, he shared, and I shared too. So it's not like really scripted about the choreo stuff. So it's great. I got a lot of experience for Triple Threat, and I got a lot of education from Tim too, because he's from the Taekwondo, right? He's Taekwondo.
Well, yeah, Wushu, Taekwondo, but Wushu as well.
He did a lot to martial art too, right?
How was it working with Tony Jaa?
Oh, he's really humble person, right? He's great. When we had a fight scene with him, just to introduce fight, right? With Tony. Yeah. And he's great. I mean, we get chemistry like immediately, right away. We don't need to practice long, you know, it's too long with him. And it's happened. It's like right away you get a chemistry. That's great. Yeah.
It's easy when you work with the best guys, isn't it? Because it's
right.
You fall into place with each other immediately.
I like the word. It's easy when we work with the best guy. I mean, you know, it's not like big ego. It's not, you know, like who's the best one? No, it's like just, you know, share each other. That was good, man.
Very easy working with Jar. Very easy working with you. And of course, Tiger Chen.
Yeah, Tiger Chen. He's nice.
Yeah, lovely guy. Silat versus Kung Fu.
Kung Fu and Tai Chi, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tai Chi, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I love this fight. I think it's really good, man.
Yeah, nice. It's like kind of like a different style. Because this scene, it's not like fighting stuff, right? But we had emotional. We had an emotion when we met each other inside the you know, the ring. So yeah, we have like a, you know, like a story-wise when I see the Tiger Chen, like, you know, attack my village, right?
Yeah, that's when the fights are best, when there's when you care about the result and why it's happening, when you're invested in the story. Come on, Tiger, kick his ass.
Nice. Sure.
But what I love about you, Eco, and, yes, and I'm the same, you're very extremely humble and you're very secure in yourself as a martial artist and as a person. You don't mind losing a fight. You don't mind, you know, there's no ego about it. You understand that you're making a movie and you're playing a character. The character is not you. It's entertainment and all the rest of it. And you seem very easy with just, you know, I'm here to tell a story and it doesn't matter if I lose this fight and blah, blah, blah. Can you talk about that? Because there are a lot of egos in this business in terms of that, but you seem okay with it.
It's good. It's a good question. I mean, like, you know, for me, it's like a small world, brother. I mean, you know, when you, I think it's my, my quote is, if you're easy to work with somebody, if somebody will be easy to work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just let it flow. And like a water, when you, you know, when you give each other, like kind of like when we practice martial art, when we punch and with the partner and the partner like block and carry on with the, you know, with the another move. So we just lose. If you block this punch and you just still hold like this, it's like we can't do anything. We can't do like another move too, you know. It's like just let it flow, make it easy, just finish this business for professionally like that. I think more, you know, small world, this business is small too, you know, kind of like that.
Just let it flow in fights, in martial arts, and in life.
Right.
Oh, that's cool, man. Words to live by. You okay? Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista.
How did you get the glasses to come off? Is that CG?
No, it's real. Just like that, I kicked his face.
He just kicked his face.
Kick his face. I mean, like, because the script, so the glasses like flies from his face. So Dave like give his face like this, and you know when I kick the spin kick, so he just give the face like that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's well, he doesn't mess about, does he, Dave Bautista? I've not met him, but I know he comes from the wrestling background. So
I mean, it's not real kick too, but I can control my, you know, in my leg, you know. But he
you
trusted.
Kicked him for real. It would have killed him, surely.
Have you worked with him, right?
I haven't worked with him, but I hear he's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. Really, really soft guy too, you know?
It seems that way, yeah. Was he switched on with the choreography? He understood it?
Oh, Dave.
For a big guy, yeah?
Yeah. He did great. He can follow every movement. He can, you know, he can do the boxing too.
Yeah, because he's been in the Master Z, Ip Man spin-off and all sorts.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to work with him. I think he's a really good actor.
He's great, man. Yeah. He's really good.
And this was a fun role for you, wasn't it, this movie? Playing a real baddie.
Yeah, it's quite fun. And it's good for me, in you know, like it's good experience for acting skill, you know.
Yeah, different characters.
Different characters, exactly.
So is there anything you can tell us about stuff you got coming up or not allowed to yet?
I think the people already know about the Snake Eyes, right? So
yeah,
it's going to be coming on October.
Is that when it's released? October, yeah? October
it's going to be released. It's
and hopefully on the cinemas.
In cinemas, right, exactly.
Hopefully, yeah.
And yeah, and today we will do it for Wu Assassin.
Now Wu Assassin?
For Wu Assassin, but it's not for series anymore. We're doing for a movie.
Oh, so you're making the film of Wu Assassins?
Yes.
Oh, right. So it's a film version of Wu Assassins?
Yeah, it's not a series anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. So you're there at the minute in Thailand with Rule Rain. Yes.
I hope you were here. So, but...
Tell him I'm not happy he's not cast me in this one.
Yeah, I will. No, because Rule said because it's really expensive. So that's why we can't get it Scott in here.
Yeah, but so is Rule. No. Okay. You then. Eco, thanks for coming on the Art of Action, buddy. No, look after
you
yourself.
Really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Please say hi to your family, bro.
You want to see what my special move is?
What's that one?
It's this. You go, grab him there and you go,
God. Headbutt.
Yeah, that's my special move.